Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy weekend to you. I think it's appropriate for me to finally say that. I hope you are safe and well wherever you're at. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. If you want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time, understand this. Rocket can. And I can hang out with you here for the next 2 hours. 2 hours down, two more to go. A big shout out to producer James, who comes through to take over and man the ship. Thank you, producer Stu, producer Tom, for helping make sure that this show goes off without a hitch or an issue. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Everything is at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up 855-212-4CBS. That number, 855-212-4CBS. Okay, now there was big news today. Besides the Washington football team cutting Darius Geis, earlier today, Adrian Peterson, he had his own thoughts. He actually had his own opinions about what he's looking for with the rest of his career. And then boom, Darius Geis, domestic violence situations, instances that he's alleged to have participated in this year, has been cut. And so, first of all, I guess it's a little bit easier for me to let you know what Adrian Peterson had to say before Geis was cut. Adrian Peterson, he was on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, and he pretty much laid out his goals for the rest of his career.
Win a championship is the one that I'm chasing the most, but, obviously that's one of my goals that I set for myself. When I enter into the NFL, was to be able to, pass the goal. So my body is feeling good. I look forward to playing a couple more years, 3 to 4 more years. Who knows?
Yeah, when he talks about passing the GOAT, he's talking about Emmitt Smith. Adrian Peterson is currently fifth all-time in rushing in the NFL. And he basically said, I want to go ahead and pass Emmitt Smith. And when you talk about the goals for the rest of his career, you want to win a Super Bowl. You want to win a Vince Lombardi trophy. Okay, fine. That's what we all want. A couple of days ago, Ben Roethlisberger was talking to anyone who would listen. And Ben Roethlisberger is saying, look, I want to win multiples. I want to go out here and win Vince Lombardi's. He's putting an S on the end of it. So, yeah, everybody wants to win a Vince Lombardi trophy. Is it going to happen? I need somebody who plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I need Gardner Minshew. I need Leonard Fournette. I need one of those guys to come out and say, yeah, I want to win a championship. We all do, but it ain't going to happen for everybody. Adrian Peterson is not winning no damn championship with the current Washington football team. And by the time that they are hopefully build up towards going to a Super Bowl, Adrian Peterson is probably going to be long gone. It's unlikely to happen. I also don't know how likely it is that he's going to go ahead and pass Emmitt Smith. And so it's great that he has all of these goals, because Adrian Peterson has had an amazing career. He's 35 years old. You know, it looks like, I don't know, between him and Frank Gore, I don't know what these guys eat. I don't know what they do. Adrian Peterson obviously has been more of a dynamic back as opposed to somebody like Frank Gore, who's just like a bell whore. Bell whore. Bell. What do you call it, James? A bell cow? Bell cow back? Yeah, where'd I get the bell horse, bell cow? I meant to say horse, not whore, of course. Right, James?
You could have gone workhorse, bell cow, all these animals, but you got mixed up.
Yeah, I mixed up the animals and the job of the animals. Well, anyway, these guys have been out here for years. And for someone who was drafted in 2007, it's crazy that we still have Adrian Peterson as a running back who's just still getting the job done. He was an MVP in 2012. He's been to 7 Pro Bowls. And he's even come back from injury. He tore his meniscus in 2016. And then things started to get iffy. You didn't know what the hell was going to happen with Adrian Peterson. He goes to the Saints and he feels that he's in mothballs, so he doesn't do much there. But then he goes to the Cards and he almost has 500 yards. And then you get to 2018 and he has 1,000 yards rushing again. Played all 16 games. We go to last year, 900 yards, played 15 games. And there you have it. You know who's in front of him on the all-time rushing list? Barry Sanders. He's next up. If he can get a little more than 1,000 yards, he's jumping Barry. He might jump Frank Gore. Frank Gore is still playing. Frank Gore is third all-time rushing. Walter Payton is second. And then you have Emmitt Smith, 18,355 yards. Adrian Peterson is 4,139 yards behind Emmitt Smith. He would have to go out there and average 1,035 yards per year over the next 4 years to pass Emmitt Smith. Do I think that's going to happen? Unlikely. Is he going to get the opportunity? That's the toughest part. Because as he gets older, teams are going to be looking and saying, unless he's Benjamin Button, and up until this point, he has been. I don't know if he's Benjamin Button, but I certainly know he's been durable. He can still play. Can he maintain this over 4 seasons into being 39 years old? I don't know. I don't think so. It's a little bit easier to say, hey, I want a young running back. We see more running backs by committee right now than we see just one guy who's taking care of the show. Here, you rush the ball. I'll catch the ball. You're our goal line back. You're our passing back. I mean, you look at somebody like James White on the New England Patriots. I mean, he's damn near a wide receiver. Like, here, Sony, you run the ball. I'll catch it. That's pretty much what the NFL is right now. So do I think that Adrian Peterson is going to go out and pass Emmitt Smith all time for rushing yards? No. I don't know if anybody's going to get that opportunity because all of these backs are sharing the ball right now. And Emmitt Smith's career was done at 35 years old. Okay? Adrian Peterson, are you going to do this and basically move towards 40 and be a running back that's going to lead the league in rushing? Need the NFL in career rushes? And I get it. We live in a different era. We live in a different time. Something else that I believe is against Adrian Peterson going out there and actually passing Emmitt Smith. Offenses, for the most part, most of them, everything is being predicated on the pass. There's less emphasis on the run game. Unless you're the Baltimore Ravens and you just want to run the ball down everybody's throat. But even that regard, you got a quarterback like Lamar Jackson who threw for 36 touchdowns last year. And then also still ran for 1,206 yards. Talk about dynamic. This is what the future of the NFL is. Quarterbacks who run the football. Multiple running backs who have multiple skill sets. So the odds are against Adrian Peterson to actually go out and have 1,000 yards each of the next four seasons. He's basically been sitting at 1,000 for the past two. 1,000 in 2018. 900 in 2019. I think he's going to get a little bit closer to what he did in 2017. By the time he switched over to being an Arizona Cardinal, he had almost 500 yards. In this season, with no Darius Geis, yes, it helps him. Yes, it works in his favor. I mean, but you do have to think about the fact that the Redskins, they went out and they got a crowded running back room. You have Peyton Barber from Tampa, J.D. McKissic, who's basically a warm body. I'm sorry to call an NFL player a warm body, but that's what he's been. You still have Antonio Gibson. You have Bryce Love, who unfortunately because of injuries hasn't played yet. And then you have a 35-year-old running back who obviously has the most success, has the longest resume. But does that mean that you're going to go out there and play the guy? Don't you want to see what else is new? Don't you want to plan for the future? Is Adrian Peterson going to be that future? Now, earlier in the show, I told you that Ron Rivera, unfortunately, has had to play the role of janitor for the Washington football team. He's had to clean up all of the messes. And let's be real, the players on the team, these are folks, for the most part, that he's inherited. There's nothing that says Ron Rivera wants to keep Dwayne Haskins around. There's nothing that says that Ron Rivera wants to keep Adrian Peterson around for the next several years. And I can tell you this much. If Adrian Peterson goes out and decides, and if he does pass Emmitt Smith, it's not going to be in a Redskin uniform. Every team that he goes to, he's going to have to prove that he can still go out and play. And he's going to have to share the football. I don't see a situation or scenario where for the next four seasons, he averages 1,035 yards a game or a year, a season. It's unlikely. Producer James, what is your thoughts on this? Do you think it's possible for Adrian Peterson to go out there and pass Emmitt Smith?
No, I don't.
And why is that?
For him to, like you said, obviously the numbers are against him, age is against him. But more importantly, the thing that you're hitting on is that it's a running back by committee in a lot of places. You can't give me more than five running backs in the league who are playing three downs. And for him to go somewhere, like, Emmitt Smith had to be an Arizona Cardinal to get that record. People forget that.
Yeah.
And that was ugly, by the way. And that was ugly. And now Adrian Peterson's already on his, what, third team in 3-4 years? So how many teams is it going to be to where he winds up with this record? I could see Frank Gore getting this record before I could see Adrian Peterson, because Frank Gore has shown that he can stay healthy, and he pretty much is Jack LaLanne.
You think Frank Gore is juicing?
No, I think just Frank Gore has been able to. Frank Gore is just one of these freaks of nature that has time on his side, and clearly Father Time has forgotten about. Frank Gore is sharing the ball with everybody these past 2-3 years, and he's done it for four or five different teams, and teams have still had interest in him.
Yeah, it's odd as hell that I actually agree with you in saying that I think Frank Gore, currently sitting third, I think he has a better shot at passing Emmitt Smith than Adrian Peterson. Now, having said that, I don't think anybody is. I think we may have to go through a different version of the NFL. I think we may have to move into arcade style. I think the rules of the game will have to continue to change. I think we are a few player generations away from getting to a place where, okay, Emmitt Smith and his record is being challenged, because it's not going to happen the way football is being played right now. I mean, even if you think about the Baltimore Ravens and their rushing attack, they diversify their run game. Okay, you have Lamar Jackson already. You have a Mark Ingram. They just drafted J.K. Dobbins. They're going to be running the football down everybody's throat. You want to talk about teams who have passing options, like Amari Cooper in Dallas, who says, we want to have three receivers and we're capable of having three who get 1,000 yards each. I mean, we got running backs out here, especially out in Baltimore. It's just like, pick your poison. And so it's going to be tough. The way the NFL is played right now, how the running back position is valued that we can just snap our fingers and just say, okay, we're going to have a back that's automatically going to get us 1,000 yards for the next 4 years. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. Too many guys have to share the football. The game has to be loosened up. I mean, damn it. We got quarterbacks right now who are airing it out for 5,000 yards a season, which is just mind-boggling. Where do you think those yards are going? Points are going up. Entertainment's going up. But for all of that, running backs are being devalued. Like, let's draft a running back later on in the draft and, you know, let's have a young body so we can just pass the ball off to. Let's not heavily invest in running backs. Nobody wants an Adrian Peterson. He might be the last of a generation that is a 35-year-old running back because these younger guys are being run into the ground. Let's give them the football. Let's try to get as much out of them that we can before we have to pay them. And we see it with somebody like a Dalvin Cook. Let's pay him. Let's not pay him. Let's try to squeeze out as much as we can so we don't have to give him a big deal. So we don't have to heavily invest in somebody that we have run into the ground, and that's always been our plans. You know, the NFL wants to work everybody as much as they can, especially quarterbacks, off of their rookie contracts. It's like a lot of places. Let's pay the labor cheap, try to max out, get the most out of them, and then hopefully get the big reward without having to pay big money for it. That's unfortunately how things work in the world. But it makes sense. That's how people can make money. I want to open up the phone lines to you. Adrian Peterson, he has a couple of big goals. He says, I want to win a Vince Lombardi trophy. Good luck. I don't think that's happening with the Washington football team. And Adrian Peterson also says, I want to pass Emmitt Smith on the all-time rushing list. Do you believe Adrian Peterson can pass Emmitt Smith? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's plausible. 1,000 yards just about for the next 4 seasons at 35 years old? I don't think the way the game is being played right now that anybody will pass Emmitt Smith. Call me up and let me know your opinion. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you think Adrian Peterson can pass Emmitt Smith on the all-time rushing list? I say no. The phone lines are open. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Adrian Peterson. We know Darius Geis was cut and released by the Washington football team because of his issues with domestic violence. But prior to that, Adrian Peterson, he made his goals pretty clear. He says, I want to go out and I want to win a Super Bowl. I want a Vince Lombardi trophy. Okay, good luck. I don't think it's going to happen. Not with the Washington football team. Not at all. They got a whole lot of issues they got to clean up and worry about. And then second of all, he says, I want to pass the GOAT, Emmitt Smith, and become the NFL's all-time leading rusher. He needs 4 more years of 1,035 yards to go out and pass Emmitt Smith. Is it going to happen? It's amazing that Adrian Peterson is able to do what he's done. He turned 35 years old in March. Is he going to be a 39, almost 40-year-old running back still in the NFL just snatching up 1,000 yards? I say no. Is anybody ever going to catch or pass Emmitt Smith? I think the answer is no there as well. Not in this generation. Not the way football is being played right now. You can throw that out the window. We're going to have to move towards two-hand touch. The NFL is going to have to explode offensively. It's going to have to be a video game for anybody to go out there and pass Emmitt Smith and have more than 18,000 yards rushing. That is crazy. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe Adrian Peterson can catch Emmitt Smith? Do you believe anybody can go out there and catch Emmitt Smith? I mean, you think about the best running back in the NFL right now. You might say it's Christian McCaffrey. Do you think he's going to do it? I certainly don't think so. I mean, we can go ahead and look at a Saquon Barkley. It's almost impossible. You can look at an Ezekiel Elliott. You have to play for almost damn near 10 years for anybody to even think or consider it. I'm on Twitter right now. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Some of the responses that I've already gotten, do you think anybody is ever breaking that record? Lions over Lamb says, not likely. Weezus says, no. Garrett says, not happening. No, it's just sprinkled with no's and nahs. It's not going to happen. I think the only way this happens, it won't be in this generation. The NFL and their offenses will have to continue opening up. That's the only way. The same type of explosion that we currently see in the passing game that allows somebody like Michael Thomas to pretty much haul in, you know, 149 receptions. The same type of offensive firepower that allows us to see someone like Jameis Winston, even in a mediocre year, air it up for 5,000 yards. That's going to have to be the same formula that we see for a running back in any level to go out and break Emmitt Smith's rushing record. The game is going to have to be opened up so much, it's going to have to be a video game style for us to see it. So do I believe somebody's going to pass Emmitt Smith? No. Not anytime soon, at least. The game is going to have to change. And it's likely that the NFL's game will change. Because every single season, every year, there's less physicality in the game. The rules are being adjusted. The game is being made so it's safe. We're trying to eliminate hits. And I'm sorry, I like my violence in football. But I also understand that it's a barbaric game. I understand that the NFL, they're trying to maintain this game for as long as possible. They're trying to keep the game active for future generations. And so, in all honesty, I believe the game is not necessarily going to evolve into or actually devolve into being a legitimate game of two-hand touch. But I do think the NFL is going to continue to change as we go forward. Like, I still don't understand the point of the kickoff right now. What are we kicking off? Players are getting the football and they're taking a knee in the back, in the end zone. We've already had discussions as to, okay, how do we adjust the onside kick? We've seen adjustments take place even in the spring football level. The AAF, the XFL, which who knows if we'll see the XFL next season. I don't think so. I think it'll take at least two seasons before we see that. But the NFL continues to change. Every league, every sport seemingly moves towards more offense. Why? Offense is entertaining. Nobody wants to watch defensive battles. Let's talk to Mike. Mike is calling up from North Carolina. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, Mike. Shoot.
Hey, I think you're totally right. It's going to have to, I guess, I don't know if evolve's the right word, but kind of revert back to the 70s style, early 80s, where, you know, the Earl Campbells were getting the ball 25, 30 times a game. They just don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and I don't think the game is, because we have so many amazing athletes just at every position on the field. It's almost impossible, and it's not wise, and this is why we see this happening with running backs. It's not wise to just say, this is going to be the central part of our offense.
Yeah.
When you have so many opportunities to spread things out, it's tough.
But I will say this about Peterson. He was one heck of a back in his prime. Injuries kind of hurt him. But he's a very exciting runner. One of the best, I would say.
I'll tell you, well, there's no doubt about that. And Adrian Peterson is going to go into the Hall of Fame. I don't even want to say when he was in his prime because, I mean, still, he's still, last season, 900 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
If I'm a running back at all, period, in the NFL, it doesn't matter what team I play for, how long I've been around, you know, that might be a disappointment for some, but I'd say the majority of running backs, when you think about all of them in the league, 900 yards, 5 touchdowns is a pretty damn good year.
Yes, it is. Hey, well, thanks for your time. I love your show.
Thank you so much. Shout outs to Mike for calling up from North Carolina. It's tough. You know, the way the game is played today, nobody pays to see defense. And let's be honest. Let's be real. I had somebody tweet me earlier today, and they said, hey, JR, you know, my son cannot – well, shout outs to Randall Hawk. My son can't understand why right now you're not talking about Champions League. And it's just like, oh, I'd be happy to sit here and talk about Champions League football. But there's a good portion of our audience who is not interested. That's just the facts. And we have a lot of people who look at a soccer match, a football match, and say, why do I want to watch something that the score is 0-0? Why do I want to watch something that's going to end in a tie? And so here in the United States of America, you know, people don't necessarily want to watch defensive battles. People want to see scoring. People want to see offense. You know, no one has ever bought a pair of shoes primarily because someone was a great defender. It's because someone was able to go out and attack and put points up on a board. That's the name of the game. So good luck to Adrian Peterson with his goals. I mean, passing Emmitt Smith, unlikely. Winning a title, especially with the Washington football team, especially right now, I'd say that's even more unlikely. We got some more to talk about when we come back. Speaking about unlikely and what is likely, when we come back, I want to talk to you about what the Portland Trail Blazers are currently doing in the bubble. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Okay? I want to let you know, if you're looking for something to watch, I got something for you. Okay? Tomorrow on CBS, the best golfers in the world head west for the season's first major. Will Brooks Koepka take home his third consecutive Wanamaker trophy, or will someone else step up to take their place in history? It's the PGA Championship. It's live, 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific on CBS. Before I get going and talk to you all about what's going on in the NBA and the latest in the bubble, as the Portland Trail Blazers are hot as hell right now, I do want to continue about Adrian Peterson. Right now on the phone, we got Peter. Peter's calling up from Chicago. Peter, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Pete?
Hey, man. Great to talk to you. Great for taking my call. First time I called into one of these shows. I'm really glad you're bringing this up. I don't know if it's something NFL PA needs to deal with or running backs just need to advocate. I'm tired of, you know, these running backs getting done with their rookie contract and teams just tossing them out to dry. I mean, you know, you got 5 years, they're getting old, they're getting hurt, and they're just replacing them with the newest third rounder, and none of them are getting paid, you know? So, I don't know. That's something that's been on my mind recently. I'm not up on all the running back contracts, but I feel like the running back position in the NFL has become one that's undervalued, and you know, these people aren't making the money they deserve, you know, coming out of the rookie contract. So I don't know, what do you think?
Well, I mean, are you surprised? I mean, isn't in any business you try to get the most out of paying the less or the least? Isn't that what it is?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a function of the game. The running back by committee, running backs not getting paid. It's just something that, you know, it's become the value of the position in the game. And I just feel bad for these players, you know, quarterback coming off a rookie contract to get the huge pay spike, you know, linemen. Most positions after your rookie contract, you get
the pace bike, and it doesn't work the same for running backs, you know? And yeah, yeah, it's totally a product of the game, product of the economy. And I wish it was fixed a little better. They were able to work something out, you know?
It'd be nice, but we got to keep in mind, and thank you, Peter, for calling up from Chicago. We got to keep in mind, I mean, you look at someone like Earl Campbell, and you see how he is moved around and how he can move. You look at a Jim Brown. You know, last year I saw Jerome Bettis, and he can still move around good. You know, I've seen and been around Marshall Faulk. These are still relatively, you know, I guess I'd consider them still to be young men. But, you know, when the running backs take a different pounding, it's just true. They're hit from every which way and direction every time they get the ball. Quarterback, I can get the ball, get rid of the football, not hit. Quarterbacks are protected. Wide receiver, you're not necessarily going to take a hit every single time. You might have some jostling at the line. Sometimes you go straight away. But you don't have 4 and 5 guys right there in front of you, 300-plus pounds, that are ready to hit you. Oh, yeah, and if the defensive or the defensive tackle doesn't get a hold of you, the linebackers will. Or maybe the safety will. Like, the running back is a position that's just made to just take abuse and get hit. It's tough. Dave is calling up from D.C. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Dave?
How you doing, JR?
I'm okay, Dave. Shoot.
I'm just telling you, man, I'll tell you what. If you want to see a good back, Peterson was the best one I've seen. I don't know if he can take the pound and the long, but he's a better running back than Emmitt Smith.
Well, I mean, a lot of people
can run a lot faster, and once he busts that corner, boom, you saw him last year, 90 yards. He busted one. Nobody thought he could do that. He came back from the injury, and Emmitt just pounded and pounded and pounded. But he never got injured. Is how Emmitt's going to keep the record. But I don't think he can beat him. But and with the new regime, the Redskins going to have, Peterson ain't going to get it. But he's a better running back than Emmitt Smith was.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to debate that. I would happen to agree with you. Adrian Peterson is and was a freak of nature. You know, whether
in Oklahoma, he was killer in college too. But in Minnesota, he got 2,000 yards too.
Yeah, well,
did Emmitt ever hit 2,000?
No, he did not, Dave. But there's, Dave,
the game has changed. I understand that.
No, it's not even, Dave, it's not even about the game having been changed. I don't think you're going to find too many people, or I don't think you're going to find anybody who's going to look at what Adrian Peterson was and is, and then look at Emmitt Smith and say, Emmitt Smith is just a physically better back, or he's a more physically gifted back. A lot of people will say Emmitt Smith, a lot of people actually say, hey, he is a result of the offensive line that he played with. And it's true, he played on a solid offensive line with the Dallas Cowboys. Adrian Peterson is more of a straightaway freak. He's not a smaller back. He is a larger back. He's tall. He's straight up and down. He's not squat. It's not a 5'10", 6-foot running back who's just wide and strong. He's just big as hell and strong. And he's been able to have an amazing career. I don't think he can last another 4 years, though. Look, when Emmitt Smith got to this point in time, he was done in Arizona. Adrian Peterson is still talking about playing for another 4 years. I'm going to give him credit where credit is due. And I think wilder things have happened. You know, Adrian Peterson passing Emmitt Smith, okay, it might happen. I don't foresee it. It's not going down. You know, every single person that I can think of who responded to me on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief, no. Going to be tough with most teams using two backs. Nah, if he plays another 5 years, he could possibly. Thank you, Mario. I say no. Adrian Peterson, I can't see it happening, not in today's game. So, I mean, come on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that Adrian Peterson has his work cut out for him in trying to achieve this record. Not necessarily going to happen. Before we went to break, I did want to talk to you real quick about what's going on in the NBA bubble. The Portland Trailblazers are hot as hell. Okay, they are 3-1 since these games got restarted in the bubble. You want to talk about hot? Damian Lillard was hot. 45 points, 11 three-pointers, a career high in the bubble for Dame Lillard. And in my opinion, right now, the Memphis Grizzlies are holding on to that eighth spot. They beat the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, but I'm pretty much expecting the Trailblazers to come out and take it. And Damian Lillard, he's pretty clear on how he feels about what the Blazers are doing right now and how that offense is running. Listen to Dame.
You guys know me pretty well by now. Y'all know that I'm always optimistic and I always see the best in situations, especially a situation like this. And it was also why I said what I said, you know, months ago when I said, if we don't have a chance to compete for a playoff spot, I don't want to play. Because I knew that if we did have a chance to play for a playoff spot, it would look something like it looks right now because we are a more healthy team. You know, we are more rested. You know, I knew that once we got here, you know, we would be one of the teams that could take advantage of it. And so far we have.
Yeah, they've really taken advantage of it. And you think about some of the players that they did not have. Yusuf Nurkic is finally back. He can go out there and get you 20 points a game. Carmelo Anthony, you know, you may not necessarily like his shooting percentage and what he does, and he ain't playing hero ball. He knows and understands his role currently for the Trail Blazers. Carmelo Anthony can get you 20 points. It's just a matter of how efficient it's going to be. Zach Collins is out there, and the Portland Trail Blazers are in a beautiful position because they're not just relying on Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum to go out and just put up points. And at any day and at any point in time, you know, anybody can go off. Damian Lillard can get you the 45 that he just did. C.J. McCollum is capable of going and putting up 30 to 40 points. Carmelo Anthony can do the same. I don't think it's going to happen in Portland if he plays within their system. This is not easy by any stretch of the imagination. But if the Lakers are still dealing with injury issues, if they're still dealing with chemistry issues, hey, the Portland Trail Blazers, they might certainly push them. We got Dave from South Carolina on the phone. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Dave?
Thank you. This is the second time I've caught the show. I like what I'm hearing. I enjoy your takes on things. I don't think that he'll pass Emmitt because I don't see him getting more than 11 or 12 touches per game. But I also had a question for you with the little bit of headbutting that seems to be between Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. Would you see a scenario where Aaron would just opt out of the season? I appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Thanks so much.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Dave, for calling up from South Carolina. No, I don't. I don't see a space. I don't see a space where Aaron Rodgers is going to quit. I mean, he's, by all indications, he's a competitor. If anything, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be raring to show everybody, especially his coach, his general manager, the fans in Green Bay, that, listen, y'all better enjoy me while I'm here. Y'all didn't make the most of me while I was here playing for the franchise. You didn't make the most of my work with the organization. You look at a talent like Aaron Rodgers, and yes, he's had some amazing receivers to get the ball to. Whether you're talking about a Jordy, a Jennings, Joneses, multiple of them, plural, Joneses. He's had guys to get the football to. But more recently, and especially now under Coach LaFleur, they made it clear. We are running the football. and they also potentially drafted his replacement? We've heard the audio. We've heard the sound. He didn't expect them not to get another wide receiver to put opposite Davante Adams. He didn't expect them to grab a quarterback. I don't think anybody, at least the players on that team, I don't think anybody looked at the Green Bay Packers and said, well, we'll get another quarterback to replace Aaron Rodgers down the line. And it doesn't matter if it happens in 2 years or three. The writing is on the wall for Aaron Rodgers to go. And he's not going to sit down. He's not going to opt out. I don't think that's the type of a way that he would want to stick it to the organization. Aaron Rodgers is going to try to go out there and light it up the best way that he can within that system. And it's a damn shame when you think about one of the greatest and best quarterbacks to ever throw the football, that he's pretty much being muzzled on his way out the door. They're putting a muzzle on him. They put the chain on him. They've chained him to the fence. And they said, oh, you can run around the yard a little bit, but not that much. Just do enough to scare the neighbors. That's not good enough for Aaron Rodgers. I don't take Aaron Rodgers as someone who would quit on a team or quit on an organization. And I'm not talking about because of health reasons. I'm just talking about, hey, I'm going to stick it to you. Not going to happen. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We have more to talk about when we come back. Don't you move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.